This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Senator, I think this was the most heinous attack on the democratic processes that I've ever seen, and one that I never expected to see in my lifetime.
Merrick Garland, President Joe Biden's attorney general nominee, responding to a question regarding the January 6th insurrectionist rampage that stormed the U.S. Capitol.
One of the very first things I will do is get a briefing on the progress of this investigation. I intend to give the career prosecutors who are working on this matter 24/7, all the resources they could possibly require.
A federal appeals court judge who was snubbed by Republicans for a seat on the Supreme Court in 2016. Garland is now among Biden's most widely supported nominees, putting him on a track for a quick confirmation potentially within days. Judge Garland sought repeatedly Monday to assure members of the Senate Judiciary Committee that he would stay above the fray of politics. Iran said Tuesday that it welcomed steps by the United States to ease tensions, adding that it considers Washington to be on a constructive path. Government spokesman Ali Rabiei was responding to the Biden administration's decision to reverse former President Donald Trump's efforts to restore U.N. sanctions on Tehran. He said the Biden administration retracted the failed attempt by the previous U.S. administration to restore lifted U.N. sanctions resolutions and ease the unacceptable restrictions on Iranian diplomats' movements at the U.N. headquarters. While we welcome these late measures and while we consider this as putting America on a constructive path, we see them as extremely insufficient. President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal in 2018. This is VOA News. A large crowd gathered outside of Tbilisi State Chancellery Building on Tuesday in protest against the arrest of Georgia's main opposition leader, Nika Melia. Police stormed the headquarters of the party and arrested its leader on Tuesday. The arrest of Melia, head of the United National Movement, aggravates political tensions that have been rising since the October parliamentary election. The opposition is demanding the election be rerun. The United Nations said today that the civilian deaths and injuries in Afghanistan declined by 15% last year, but surged in the final 3 months after peace talks between the government and Taliban insurgents began in September. In its annual report documenting casualties, the UN assistance mission in Afghanistan said that instead of helping alleviate the scale of civilian harm, the so-called intra-Afghan peace negotiations led to a disturbing consequences. AP correspondent Kathy Gannon covers the story for the Associated Press. We'll try to have that comment later on. U.S. President Joe Biden faces a looming May 1st deadline, deciding whether to stay put or extend the deadline. The pressure has been building on countries hoping to participate in the 2022 Winter Olympics, including and especially on the host country, China. And now the sponsors are asking to take note. Uyghur rights groups are urging multinational corporations that have agreed to sponsor the Beijing Winter Olympics to boycott what they call the genocide games and use their platforms instead to educate the world about China's persecution of Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang province ahead of the 2022 event. So far, none of the big-name sponsors has endorsed the Uyghur campaigners' call for justice. Observers who spoke to VOA say that's because companies haven't felt the political pressure which they expect to build as the games draw closer. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam gave her clear support today to electoral reforms that would likely further exclude opposition voices and cement Beijing's control over the semi-autonomous Chinese city's politics. Her comments came a day after a top Beijing official signaled major changes would be coming to ensure Hong Kong is run by what he called patriots, a clear sign that China intends to no longer tolerate dissenting voices. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.